Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The US seemed to allow Iran to respond to the bombing of the nuclear facilities, and that Iran launched exactly the same number of missiles or rockets, or whatever it was, at Qatar. It was the same number, but if you take away the yud and whatever, you know, there was that whole story, gematria, but the base was empty, nobody was there. They were all shot down. Iran could look good. I don't know how they did, because everybody seemed to know that it was performative, but Trump allowed it. And after that, he said, okay, done. This is over. Now, the situation is that the war, as far as everybody's, well, Trump is concerned at least, is done. And now some form of negotiations are taking place. We're trying to figure out what that is. But at the same time, we are seeing Iran and many of their supporters claim victory, which might be something that they have to do. But how important is that in the negotiation? Should they be allowed to claim victory when there wasn't one? Should they be allowed to save face and not be utterly humiliated? Well, somebody who understands the Middle East and the thinking of the region is Dr. Mordechai Kedar. A very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Personally, I'm okay. Nationally, we'll be okay.
Amen. Now, the question is this, is should Iran be allowed to pretend, because that's really what's happening, that they have been victorious in this war against Israel and the U.S.?
Well, this question is not me to answer. This is their DNA.
Right.
They have no other choice but to show a victory. Otherwise, they are losing their legitimacy. So whatever I or Trump think, it doesn't really matter. They will always. And you know, in Arabic, they say that the Arabs are the best people to turn their defeats to victories.
Right. Yes.
Of course, by talking.
Right.
So, okay, I don't really care what they say. I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
The Iranian people are bright people.
Right.
These people are as bright as could be. And they know exactly when the government speaks the truth or when they try to lie. And the people know very well, much better than us, that the government in Iran was on the verge of total collapse. President Trump actually saved them, because if the war continued like a few more days, most probably millions would burst to the streets in order to kick them out. The problem is that Trump doesn't want a chaos in Iran, and this is exactly what would be there after the failures in Afghanistan and in Iraq. America doesn't need another state which became a mayhem, because as bad as the mullahs are, mayhem and chaos and lawlessness is worse. So Trump apparently decided this is the time to end the war, because the regime in Iran got a big blow, big hit, punch in the face, yet it can continue to control the country in order not to allow the country to sink into a bloodbath. So this is apparently what made Trump stop the war at the point which he did it. Although Israel was very unsatisfied about this, overwhelmingly, the right and the left together, because we all want to defeat the Iranians in a way which will be no doubt who was defeated and therefore should pay the price. Now, since they make peace as if they have some kind of a victory, they now try to make the conditions of the exit. Okay, now let's see how firm will be Trump in the negotiations in order to make sure that at least as long as he is in power, they will not be able to do anything in this the two files, the nuclear file and the missile file.
What is the value? Sorry, carry on with your humble view, and then I'll ask.
In my humble view, what will happen is that the genie of freedom actually started to get out of the bottle. And many organizations, whether it's ideological organizations like all kinds of communists and Democrats and whatever, or ethnic organizations like Kurdish and Baluchis and others, because in Iran there are many ethnicities, and many of them want freedom from the Persian hegemony. And apparently, those people, and I do have an information about organizations which do have weapons, who are planning to act against the government. The problem is that they don't have a united leadership. They don't have a way to unite their efforts,
right?
Because the regime tries all the time to catch them and to send them either to hell or to heaven,
right,
or to jail. And the jails in Iran are full with political prisoners, something between 50,000 and 70,000 is the estimation.
Wow.
Nobody really knows how many there are. But whoever they don't like, they put in jail. And the chance that he or she will come out with a mind are very low.
What happened with the prison that was blown open? Do we know if people were able to exit, or was it just a symbolic act that showed the Iranian government?
I saw a clip with something which looks like hundreds of people are running away from Evin. This is the name of the prison in Tehran. The Evin, which is the worst. Apparently, this is the worst of them all.
Right.
And some hundreds of people succeeded to run away. The problem is, as much as I got the information, the prisoners are chained to each other.
Oh, gosh.
So it is very hard for them to run, because they have to run together.
Right.
And if somebody cannot run, he actually pulls back the whole group who are chained together. You know, these things are tremendous, mind-boggling, how they treat their own citizens without any trial, without anything, only because they suspect that you were part of some kind of a rebellion. It's enough for them to put you in jail forever. And unfortunately, the world allows it. And there are countries in the world which have nothing against this Iranian behavior, let alone Israel. How they behave vis-a-vis their own citizens.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are the human rights organizations, which South Africa was proud of them, and for a good reason? Where are the minority rights activists and organizations? Where are the United Nations, United Nations Human Rights Council? Where are all they?
Yeah.
No, they are all silent when it comes to Iran. You know why? I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because Iran's friend, Qatar, actually shuts their mouth with money. And this is what's happening.
So in other words, Qatar is still supporting this and therefore influencing the way the countries and media responds.
Yeah. And this is the problem, that Qatar has brought so many politicians, so many journalists, so many people in the academic institutions, so many people in the public sphere, that nobody dares to say something against Iran or against Qatar, because Qatar will reveal who was paid. And unfortunately, though, it was paid in many cases by cash.
Yeah.
People didn't pay taxes on this money.
Sure. So,
and if Qatar leaked out the information that somebody got money from Qatar without paying tax, is going to jail.
Right. So the consequences are big. We do need to end it there, because this show ends at 9 o'clock. Dr. Mordechai Kedar, thank you. As always, he's a